Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Pentagon launches UFO reporting forum.
By Kyla Guilfoyle, November 1st, NBC News.
Think you have evidence of clandestine government UFO program? Now there's a forum for that.
The Department of Defense launched a new online tool Tuesday to report government activity related to unidentified anomalous phenomena, also known as UFOs.
While the secure forum's use is limited to current or former U.S. government employees, service members, and contractors, the office director, Sean Kirkpatrick, said he understands the public would like to report sightings to his office.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to strongly encourage any current or former U.S. government employees, military or civilian, or contractors who believe that they have firsthand knowledge of a U.S. government UAP program or activity to please come forward using this new secure reporting mechanism, Kirkpatrick said in the transcript. We want to hear from you. While the secure forum's use is limited to current or former U.S. government employees, service members, and contractors, the office's director, Sean Kirkpatrick, said he understands the public would like to report sightings to his office.
We are exploring methods for how the public can do so in the forthcoming third phase of the secure reporting mechanism, he said. The office's latest initiative comes from David Grush, a former U.S. intelligence official, testified to the House Oversight Committee in July that he had been informed about the multi-decade program in the Pentagon to collect and reassemble damaged UAPs. He also said he has interviewed individuals who have recovered non-human biologics from UAP crash sites.
And now, here is Here Today, Pentagon Tomorrow. Written by Jason Hewitt and Catherine Fabroni. Directed by Roddy McInnes. Performed live at the Crane Theater, November 6th, 2023.
I'm so sorry. This has become such a mess, sir. We had this entire box organized before it fell. I shouldn't have left it on the edge of the table like that.
Don't worry about it, Quinn. Accidents happen, and I know you're meticulous at filing. Listen, a report that would immediately trigger Plan Z action is something that would be on the news by now. But I appreciate your diligence, though. It makes this program look good.
Of course. I've always dreamed of working for the Pentagon. And to be part of the UFO reporting program is an honor and a privilege I never thought would be available to me in my lifetime. It's just so embarrassing that I lost the tag for the most important file in the batch.
Well, listen, we've generated an impressive amount of reports, which is really half the battle when it comes to justifying the cost of the program. Do you remember any programs that stood out of you to being flag worthy? I mean, maybe someone flagged it in error.
Well, if I remember correctly, we have 30 reports from the Southwest of UAPs in the sky, 18 instances of crop circles in the Midwest, 23 reports of objects plummeting into the ocean from lobster fishermen in New England.
Mm-hmm. What about the South?
We did get quite a few beach sightings from the Carolinas, a few crop circles in Arkansas. Texas has their own reporting system, so I'm not sure what folks are seeing there.
Well, I'm sure if there's anything really going on, they'll shoot it down and we'll find out about it. That's eerily plausible. Which cases stood out to you?
Well, there was an elderly couple in Pleasantville, Indiana, who reported strange lights coming out of one of their cows.
What, was that the same couple that thought there was an extraterrestrial in their washing machine?
No. They were from New York City. We discredited that report because people don't have washing machines there. And if they do, who knows what they behave like?
Ah, good call. What else?
In Sarasota, Florida, there were reports of glowing alligators.
Of course there were, Florida. Look, these are sounding far-fetched enough that we can discredit all of them. In full transparency, we want people to feel like they're being heard and let them be engaged, but it's just a diversion. Everyone knows there's no such things as extraterrestrial aliens. They just have to feel like we're not hiding anything here at the Pentagon.
I understand, sir, but I'm waiting to hear from Lionel's team.
Okay.
His last message didn't come through. His connection has been terrible.
How? He was assigned to the East Coast. You know, I thought if we kept him within 200 miles of the Pentagon here, he would be able to do his job for once.
Well, his team did report a couple crop circles in South Jersey and rural Maryland. I've seen a few reports of pigs flying in Philadelphia.
Oh, because the Eagles keep appearing in the Super Bowl? They're trolling us. Please don't tell me Lionel took those reports seriously, and that's what he's flagging. You always have to worry about Lionel.
Well, sir, I don't think it was the Philadelphia sightings.
Well, what the hell could it have been then?
I don't know. We started losing contact with Lionel's team while they were in Delaware, sir.
Delaware County? I guess I could check that folder. Hold on. Delaware County, New York, Ohio. Here it is.
No, Delaware the state.
Oh, Delaware? Oh, thank God. There's nothing going on.
There's not?
Nah, nothing happens in Delaware.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, we've collected reports from 49 states.
Okay, if we don't hear from him soon, just send a search party. I'm pretty sure three of us could get through the whole state in an hour or two.
No, sir. I think that report you just pulled might have been the one that was missing. We've only collected reports from 49 states. Lionel filed it wrong. Teenage boys from Middletown were hanging out in a Walmart parking lot when they saw a deer with glowing eyes.
Well, what color did they say?
Purple, sir.
Oh.
I know.
Damn it, put me on a secret channel with Lionel. Lionel, I told your guys, the eyes need to match the species. Stop getting fancy. Stop trying to make artistic choices. Save it for your blogs. I don't care how much engagement it's getting on TikTok. We're not supposed to be using that channel anyway. That's the surest way President G is going to find out the real reason why pandas didn't go extinct. It's fine, Lionel. Don't worry. We'll take care of it. Just don't do anything. Can you get back to base here? Yes, I'll send you the teleportation coordinates. Great. Thanks, Lionel. I swear on my home star, if Lionel weren't the chosen offspring of the Supreme Galactic Empiric Order of the Zeta 7, I'd say just leave him here and let him fend for himself. But unfortunately, they specifically told me not to do that.
I found it, sir.
Found what?
The deer! It's trending on TikTok, Instagram!
Damn it, Lionel!
Plan C has been activated.
I guess Lionel decided it's time for us to move on to the next planet.
Seriously, I really like this planet.
Meh, it's doomed anyway. I kind of figured that out when they find oil. Whip!
Attention, Plan Z has been enacted. Please report to your stations immediately.
Why didn't the humans just tap into the electromagnetic field for energy?
They almost did, but we had to stop them because Tesla discovered them.
Lionel's team?
Yeah. They thought it would be funny to transmit farts as radio waves. Before long, Tesla knew too much.
Damn it, Lionel.
Plan Z, launch sequence initiated.
It's alright. The next planet looked promising. Their intelligent species seems impressionable enough. Come on, let's strap in. I don't like these shaky takeoffs.
Does Lionel know to meet us there?
Yeah. He'd probably just be late as usual. No, it's always something with that guy. Thrusters aren't firing, hyperdrive needs an update. Like, come on, dude. We're light years away ahead of this planet. And you're the chosen offspring. Act like it.
Well, for what it's worth, it was still fun infiltrating the society and ruling the world with you.
Same here, Flynn. You know, I'm just thinking, maybe on the next one, we put in to join Lionel's team.
Like if you can't report them, join them?
Yeah, if you can't report them, join them.
This has been Here Today, Pentagon Tomorrow, written by Jason Hewitt and Catherine Fabroni, directed by Roddy McInnes, featuring Alex Benjamin and Jenny Youssef, and featuring the voice of Catherine Fabroni. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, November 6, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Our website, livingradionyc.com, will be up soon. And in the meantime, follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook.